stock slumped today. Why? Well, a fear of an economic slowdown globally. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 22nd day of March. Thanks for being here, everybody. We certainly appreciate that. Troubles continue for Boeing as an Indonesian airline cancels a $6 billion order. Costco made the news today, and it's a good thing. GM and electric cars are back in the news. Forget about beer brackets. We've got a full-on beer war as Miller Coors sues Anheuser-Busch over corn syrup. Those stories, the markets, and today we'll be talking with folks from the Des Moines Cycle Club about Pedal Off the Pounds. It's a program that gets folks back on bicycles and gets them healthy. And later, Jeff Pitts from CityView with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, let's check out the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon. Stocks dropped today as jitters over the global economy were sparked by dreadful manufacturing data out of Europe and the Federal Reserve's cautious outlooks on the U.S. economy. All signs point to a slowing of the global economy, and that will impact the United States. Add to that continuing worries about trade disputes, and it's enough to make you go nuts. Pressures on the markets came in the form of Nike, Boeing, and a manufacturing readout of Germany that was the lowest in years. I'll have all those numbers for you a little bit later in the Wall Street Report. Well, the troubles over at Boeing keep mounting. Today, Indonesian airline Garuda plans to cancel a $6 billion order for Boeing 737 MAX jets. Today, the company said some passengers would be frightened to board the plane after two fatal crashes, although analysts said the deal had long been in doubt. The news came as another 737 MAX customer, Norwegian Air, played down the significance of a move by Boeing to make a previously optional cockpit warning light compulsory. Norwegian said that, according to Boeing, the warning light would not have been able to prevent erroneous signals in the Lion Air pilots received before their 737 MAX plane crashed off of Indonesia in October, killing 189 people. On the news, Boeing sank by over 2%. Costco has something that investment bankers tell us is worth roughly $75 billion, and that something is the Kirkland brand. Consumers apparently love it. Excluding gas sales, Kirkland accounts for roughly 25% of Costco sales. Shoppers can find Kirkland products in virtually any category, from groceries to household products and even clothing. And the thing about it, it's good stuff. And so, yay on you, Costco. 25% comes off of a brand name. Interesting. Today, General Motors confirmed that it will invest $300 million in a suburban Detroit assembly plant, adding 400 jobs to build a new Chevrolet electric vehicle. The largest U.S. automaker has come under heavy criticism from President Trump in recent days over its decision to end production at its Lordstown, Ohio assembly plant earlier this month. GM officials said the announcement was planned well before Trump's series of angry GM tweets that started on Saturday. Trump called GM CEO Mary Barra on Sunday to raise the decision to end production at the Ohio plant, which is in a crucial state for the 2020 presidential election. He again ripped the company in a speech in Ohio just this past Wednesday. GM, by the way, has shown no inclination that it will reverse course and reopen the Lordstown plant. Well, you can forget about beer brackets. We've got ourselves a real beer war, and it's all headed to court. Remember the Bud Light ad that ran during the Super Bowl? You know, the one where Bud Light said nasty things about corn syrup? Well, that commercial is at the center of a lawsuit that was filed today that accuses Anheuser-Busch of launching a, quote, false and misleading advertising campaign targeting Miller Lite and Coors Light in order to deceive beer consumers into believing there is corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup in Miller Lite and Coors Light to increase sales of Bud Light, end quote. That's a lot of words to say, hey, we don't even use corn syrup in the final product. It's used in the distilling. But of course, that, why mess with the truth, right? There is none, by the way, in any of the beers that MillerCoors produces, but, well, we're going to court. The markets had their worst day since January as stocks dropped over fears of the global economy and dreadful manufacturing data out of Europe. The Dow closed down 460 points to 25,502 as Nike and Boeing underperformed. The S&P 500 fell by 1.7% to 2,800, led by declines in the energy and financial sectors as the broad index saw its worst day since January 3rd. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ slumped by 2.3% and closed at 7,642. Nike shares also pressured stocks. The athletic apparel company stock fell by 5.3% on the back of weak quarterly sales growth in North America. Manufacturing activity in Germany dropped to its lowest level in more than 6 years in March. In France, manufacturing services slowed down to their lowest levels in months. For the Eurozone as a whole, manufacturing fell to its lowest level since April of 2013. Those data points sent the German 10-year bund market into its lowest level since 2016, briefly dipping into negative territory. Investors also grappled with lingering worries over the U.S.-China trade talks today. It was just sort of one of those days it was a mess. Gold was up $5.50 to trade at $1,312.80 an ounce. Oil was down today by $1.02 to $58.96 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was pressured again, falling to 2.43%. Hey, when we come back, some friends from the Des Moines Cycle Club are in to talk about Pedal Off the Pounds. Marty Hupp and Greg Patterson are in to share details of this great program of helping folks lose weight and get into cycling. That's coming up next, just a click away here on the Business News Hour.